AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says defeating the Islamic State group will be a long-term effort. Joining us live from the Pentagon is AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Tim, it was a rare visit here for the commander-in-chief, who spent nearly 2 hours meeting with top commanders and officials and then telling reporters there is clear progress in the fight. And while he's warning against thinking this will be a quick win, he says a win either way is coming.
ISIL's recent losses in both Syria and Iraq prove that ISIL can and will be defeated.
He's pledging to ramp up training for local ground forces in both nations, while repeating he has no plans now of sending in American combat troops, Tim.
Sagar Meghani with us live from the Pentagon. On a 37-3 vote, the South Carolina State Senate has voted to pull down the Confederate battle flag over the State House grounds. During today's debate, Democrat Vincent Shaheen says the flag represents the state's racial past.
If slavery was the original sin of America, then South Carolina is where we picked that fruit and ate it over and over and over again. And maybe we need as much healing, if not more, than anywhere else.
A state house has to pass a measure by a two-thirds majority. It could come up for a vote as early as tomorrow. Lawsuits filed by occupied Wall Street demonstrators settled with New York City.
Over the last few weeks, New York City has agreed to pay more than $330,000 to settle lawsuits brought by a half dozen Occupy Wall Street protesters who were pepper sprayed by police. Ayman Abushi's two clients got $60,000 apiece. They were corralled inside orange netting during a 2011 demonstration and then pepper sprayed, an incident captured on video. A powerful tool for the plaintiffs.
Normally when it's a civilian's word against the police officers, the civilians usually lose that battle.
Abushi says the NYPD has learned its lesson. It hasn't repeated the practice in the 4 years since. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. A group advocating for the separation of church and state is thinking about pushing to place a satanic statue outside the Arkansas State House after the first choice of Oklahoma Capitol grounds was scuttled when that state Supreme Court barred all religious monuments. The Satanic Temple says Arkansas's approval of a Ten Commandments display gives it the right to erect the statue. Serena Williams moves into the next round at Wimbledon, beating her sister Venus in straight sets 6-3, 6-2 to advance to the quarterfinals. Serena says she enjoyed the match and not just because it was a victory.
It's been 6 years since we played each other, so like I said, I was just really enjoying the moment out there. It was such a great vibe and a great situation to be in.
She will face Victoria Azarenka in one of tomorrow's quarterfinal matchups. Williams, who has won the Australian and French Opens this year, has a chance to win a true Grand Slam if she takes Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.